You run into a situation or an environment and you just know that I have got to say what's on my mind right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's not a good time or a situation, or you didn't, you know, make it like you're saying, a harsh start. You didn't come in with a soft entry, especially if you're demanding or asking something of the other person you're talking to.
You're listening to the Favorite Marriage Podcast, a place where you and your spouse can experience God's favor on your forever.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Favorite Marriage Podcast, where we are passionate about the married life. Mm-hmm. We are your hosts, Monty and Janine Mora, and we're glad you're tuning in with us today.
Yes, we have an exciting topic today.
Yes, we
have requested many times, let's talk about communication. So this episode, we're going to hit that. We have entitled this episode, Rediscovering Communication.
Yeah, and we thought it'd be great because we are in the initial weeks of the new year. And so we're going to be creating this mini series. I guess we're going to be calling it Rediscovering.
Mm-hmm.
And the first topic we're going to be talking about is rediscovering communication. Matter of fact, Janine, the word rediscovery is one of our words that named our year on top of a couple other words.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really felt like we wanted to dive into this topic about communication, because when you look at like the top marriage topics of what couples want in their marriage,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find out that communication is going to be the top three topics that couples want to know about.
Right.
And it's very important, because communication can also be great in that context, but communication could be poor, or even couples who lack that ability to communicate and to make that connection. So we want to talk to you today on how to rediscover communication within your marriage.
Yeah. They say communication is an art, right? And in any art, you have to practice it. Because communication, it evolves like a lot of things in marriage. And that's one where we feel like we can get better on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Perfecting the art.
Yeah. And think about it. Communication is more than just an exchanging of words and exchanging of information, even ideas. But communication involves emotion. It involves heart. It involves motives. I mean, so much is involved in communication. More than just say, hey, here's an idea, here's a thought, here's a word. There's emotion involved in it.
Right. Yes, there is. Body language, that's huge. So, there's just so many parts to communication. And man, when we were just beginning to study different ideas of communication, there's just so much out there. You know, we're not saying that we are communication experts. There are a lot of great books out there. There's a lot of great acronyms that are out there. Mm-hmm. I think of, even as a teacher, the SLANT that we teach our students. There are just a plethora of resources out there about how to communicate well. So we just hope that we're able to bring a few your way, some tools to help you better communicate. You know, it's a process. It's a process, and it's something that we just have to learn to do.
Yeah, and we're still learning. We've been married 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we are still improving and working on is our ability to communicate. Not just to understand, but like
how
we place value on each other's words,
mm-hmm.
how we place value on each other's thoughts, and giving value, giving meaning to what we're communicating to one another.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're still learning, even after 28 years of marriage.
Yeah. I mean, we see that in all couples, from newlyweds to, I mean, just in our class we had last Wednesday, we had just a number of marriages there representing anywhere from 2 years up into the 30s. And we saw the communication piece, like the struggle there in all of those levels. So there's always room for growth in communication.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the specifics of today's content. Yeah. So remember, as we're talking about rediscovering communication, there are going to be three areas or three habits or approaches mm-hmm. we're going to focus on today. And the first one is what we're going to call the right time. So as a couple, as you're communicating, it's crucial that you pick the right time, the right moment to talk. Not every moment is the right moment to talk about something. You have to be wise. You have to be cautious. You have to be aware of your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be aware of the moment. So picking the right time is going to be very important.
Right. And Monte, are you talking about timing when it comes to specific conversations or the ones, those hard conversations? Are we talking about any kind of conversation?
I think for like the general conversations, like, you know, hey, how was your day today? All that's fine. But we're talking more about like, if you really want to get into meaningful, mm-hmm. like that level 5 heart-to-heart communication, timing is everything.
Yeah. And that's usually where the struggle comes, especially in marriages that have had more years of experience, is that level 5 communication. They just can't get to that level and be effective. But this can be also for all levels, right? Just even those day-to-day conversations. I mean, timing is important.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Think of communication in the context of a red light, a yellow mm-hmm. light, and a green light.
Okay.
Okay. So communication, red light means stop. It means now's not the time to talk about this. So there's this red light flashing. And I think even in our marriage, there have been flashing red lights where I'm trying to talk to you and I see the red light.
Yeah.
And I just realized this is not the right time or vice versa.
Right. And there's those people who run the red lights often causes
crashes
and traffic jams and
Yeah.
Don't run the red lights.
And then you think of the yellow light. Yellow light means what?
Slow down. Proceed with caution.
Be cautious, proceed with caution. So mm-hmm. in the art of communication, when we talk about a yellow light, we're talking about, yes, we can communicate. Yes, we can talk about this, but we're going to use lots of caution mm-hmm. and lots of wisdom as we move forward in the conversation. And That's then good. The other light is the green light. Green light is go. It means just go for it. Talk. There's this openness. There's this ability to be transparent. And both of you are on the same page and you just feel like green lights, go, go, go. This is a very good time to mm-hmm. communicate. So red light, yellow light, and green light when it comes to communication in regards to timing of the communication as well.
Right. So what happens if the husband and wife, they're not at the same stoplight and they're seeing different lights? Like the spouse, one spouse is, well, I see a red light. And the other spouse is like, no, it's definitely green. We're talking now.
Yeah.
What happens then?
You're probably going to hit the yellow light then. You need to move to the transition of the yellow one. Because like, if you're ready and I'm not, then...
Meet in the middle.
We need to meet in the middle somehow and maybe proceed with caution.
Sure, that's good.
Maybe proceed with caution would mean, hey, like if I'm not ready and you're ready, mm-hmm. my yellow light would be, let's talk. Let's mm-hmm. start the conversation,
sure.
but if we feel now's the right time, can we scale back on that and revisit another time?
Right. I like what you said there because you acknowledge that there's a need to talk about it and you're not like you know, I'm just going to turn around and go the other way. We're not even going to approach the light. But no, you recognize, okay, I recognize that this is important, but also asking for some grace on your part. Like maybe you're just not there. It might be... just emotionally not there. You might physically not be feeling good. I mean, it just, maybe you haven't had a chance to think about it. It might be a mental yellow light. So yeah, that's good. Just taking into consideration each other's needs at the traffic lights of conversation mm-hmm. yeah. is very important.
So discerning the moment, discerning the right time is going to be very important. So
discerning.
Let's say, for example, we're getting ready to go to bed. We've had mm-hmm. a long day at work and we're in our pajamas. And all of a sudden, I drop this heavy bombshell topic on you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the most appropriate time to want to talk about that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You never want to take on a heavy conversation, one that's going to take a lot of emotion and mental thought when you're tired.
Sure.
Not a good time.
Yeah. What about this one? Let's say maybe considering asking your spouse when it comes to timing, hey, is this a good time for us to talk?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really good question.
Right. I know that happens a lot between us because you're a quiet thinker. And there's times where I just think in like, oh, he's just sitting on the couch or he's just dabbling on his laptop. And I just start going and just like start spilling out. And I realize like, halfway into my conversation, like maybe you're not there and you were just so caught up in thought for something else. But yeah, learning how to say, is now a good time? Or, you know, like, what are you doing? Or just filling them out for that, mm-hmm. that conversation.
Yeah. Cause you don't want to catch your spouse off guard either.
No.
You know, it's like if I went to work today and I came home and real flippantly, I just said, hey, by the way, I applied for a management position job today.
Well, that's definitely a bomb, because that should have been a conversation that happened before that, because that's going to be a game changer for the family. Yeah. You don't want to drop a bomb like that with your spouse. Yeah. At any time, honestly, it should be something that there's conversation leading up to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely don't want to catch you off guard by something in a way to where it's like, I didn't even see that one coming.
Right.
You know? So again, it's about being discernful. Mm-hmm. It's about being respectable. Right. It's about being considerate of your spouse as mm-hmm. you both navigate the topics of communication.
Exactly. There's always going to be those times though that pop up and it's going to catch you both off guard or something, even with the kids, and they walk in and they drop the bomb and you look at each other and you're like, it's time to communicate. Let's go to the other room. Like, there's going to be those moments.
Yeah.
But when you're in a controlled environment, when you know and you're like having those thoughts, like there needs to be a conversation about this, plan well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so good. So guys, that's so important. Now let's give them a couple benefits of when you choose the right timing, mm-hmm. some benefits that can actually happen for a married couple. The first benefit is, when you choose the right time, both of you have a better focus.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So both of you are like really engaged now because you've actually timed it correctly. And there's an ability for me to really focus on what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And your ability to focus on what I'm saying is highly improved. The second benefit of planning the right time to talk is you're both in a better environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're ready to actively listen.
Yeah.
We're ready to really engage into what is being said, and the environment, the moment, the room, the atmosphere.
Yeah, there's no distractions. Like, the distractions are set aside.
Yeah. And then, of course, the third benefit is there's a better outcome, because both of you mm-hmm. are in, here's the word, agreement mm-hmm. as to what is being discussed.
Sure. Good.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's move on to another healthy practice in communicating. It's the tone, right? That tone of conversation is a huge piece of how good or how bad a conversation can happen. And we're not just talking about like the inflection of your voice. I'm talking about how you come into the room and the tone you walk in with. Like, people have a tone about them, mm-hmm. right?
It's interesting, and we were talking about this the other day as we were actually listening to another podcast about the Gottman Institute,
right.
how mm-hmm. they did these studies, what they called the Love Labs. And it's interesting, if you got to go back and do some research and read up on the Gottman Institute and the Love Lab,
mm-hmm.
it is phenomenal. And so one of the things they talk about in regarding tone is an indicator of a couple that could possibly move towards divorce. An indicator is what they call harsh startups when it comes to conversation.
Mm.
So again, it's like when a couple, when they're talking and all of a sudden one spouse just kind of has this proclivity or this tendency to, mm-hmm. like I like to say, come in hot, just uh-huh. coming in with a harsh, critical startup in the conversation. Yeah.
They jump the gun.
Yeah. And the tone is at on like, you know, it's out of 10
mm-hmm.
instead of coming in what they call a soft startup.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a difference between a harsh startup when you have a conversation compared to a soft startup.
Yeah. That happens a lot in, not just in marriage, but just as a family, or someone barges in and opens the door, like, what's for dinner? Or, hey, I got to get somewhere. And it's like, hello, you know,
yeah.
good to see you. You know, it's just like, and you don't even realize sometimes that you're doing it. You just have this passion to communicate something.
Yeah.
You run into a situation or an environment and you just know that I have got to say what's on my mind right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's not a good time or a situation, or you didn't, you know, make it a like you're saying, a harsh start. you didn't come in with a soft entry, especially if you're demanding or asking something of the other person you're talking to.
Yeah, and the harsh startups can be perceived as being very critical.
Or inconsiderate.
Or inconsiderate as well. Inconsiderate,
yeah.
Yeah. And so let's give an example of a statement of a harsh startup compared to a soft startup, okay?
Okay.
So let's say a soft startup would be, I come home from work, or vice versa. You don't have to be me to you, right? Mm-hmm. And I say to you, hey, love, do you think there is an opportunity this evening where we can put the laundry away together?
Hint, hint.
Yeah. Compared to a harsh startup would be,
when are you going to get the laundry put away? It's like it's been sitting there for a week.
Yeah. What have you been doing all day?
Right.
So you come in very hot and you come in very critical and you come in almost like attacking the person's character. So that would be an example of a harsh startup compared to a soft startup.
Right.
Let's talk about the third communication approach. Okay. So this is the idea of the right topic. Okay. Now, this is important. Actually, I think in one of our previous podcasts, we talked about when a couple needs to stay on topic and not be jumping from topic to topic.
Yes.
As they're communicating.
Bunny trails.
Yeah. And so the idea is to stay on topic as you're communicating as a husband and wife, stay on track and resist the urge to bring up many topics of conversation all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea or the strategy that they call this, like when a couple just like vomits, like emotionally, verbally just starts vomiting one topic after the other, they call this topic flooding.
Okay.
Flooding. So imagine a flood just overwhelms the situation. So if I'm coming to you and we're talking and I start talking about the kid and I start talking about the finances, I start talking about church and I start talking about work and I start flooding you, what that is doing, it's overwhelming
right.
you.
Right.
And so I'm flooding.
I can't breathe and I'm trying to tread water. I like that way better than the vomiting part. I think I like that term flooding, because flooding could be good things. I mean, it's just a lot at one time, especially if your spouse just came home from work or they're in a situation where they're not ready for all of that information. And they, just like I said, they're just like, whoa, I'm just treading water here. Like, help me out here. Like, that's a lot of information, I'm just trying to tread the water here. That's a much better term.
Yeah, and you're being flooded when your muscles start to tighten and you feel your blood pressure start to rise.
Yes.
And you just feel like, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now with all this information because you're not giving me the opportunity to focus on one topic at a time. And I'm being just like inundated with a lot of information. So what happens when one couple feels like they're being flooded? What does the other couple do?
Sometimes they'll just shut down or they might respond in a negative way and match that tone and come out like, just in a way that the other person didn't expect.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to handle that. Like what happens when, like this is funny, but like the whole flooding thing, like what happens when someone who doesn't know how to tread water or swim, what happens when that person gets, when they're panicked, they start wailing and grabbing onto other people and pulling them down. Yeah. And like, we've been in that situation. That's a scary situation. And that's what happens. They don't know how to respond. They don't know how to handle the flooding. They don't know how to handle all of that information that just came to them. And then they just start wailing. And I'm not saying like physically, I'm just saying maybe with their words or emotions. And it could be a dangerous situation for both of them.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking, because I know there's a lot of people out there that probably think a lot like me. I'm very scattered brain in my thinking, and it's easy for me to go down a bunny trail when we're on a hot topic. And it's like, oh, that reminded me of this. And oh, by the way, and just going from here to here is a good practice. Just get a piece of paper and a pencil and just write some thoughts down, just some little bullet points. It doesn't even have to be like a full sentence, just key words that are going to trigger you to go back to that when you have finished talking about that one topic. Because someone who is not ready for all of the things it's not going to be a productive conversation, and you got to be sensitive to the person on the other side of your scatterbrain, you know, think of that person and how that you're trying to get an answer, right? Usually when you're communicating with your spouse, it's to come to an agreement for some kind of answer or solution, right? And the only time you're going to get that answer or solution is when you are focused and zoned in, usually on one topic at a time.
Right.
Not saying that that evening or that time of conversation can't knock
have
out
multiple.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't have multiple solutions, but you know, maybe just like one at a time and slowly moving from topic to topic.
Yeah. Put a period on the topic. Mm-hmm. It's like if the topic is resolved, put a period. Okay, let's move on to the next topic.
Right. And as we were talking, I actually thought about this. I wrote it down. Is this a good time to talk about this, or should we table this for the next time? Like, you know, we're running out of time or it's getting late. I mean, it just depends on the situation, where you're at, the timing of everything. But those are the kind of questions you need to ask each other. But always recognizing each other's, just their, the importance of the topic that's on their heart or whatever is concerning for them. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's important. I am glad you wrote that down. But can we talk about that later? I feel like this is going to be just a little longer.
Sure.
Than what we have right now. Just validating the other person's thoughts and feelings and what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Validation is huge.
Yeah, validation and just being kind.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, that's another big thing about communication when you're talking about the right topic. Be kind to one another. And remember that as a husband and wife, we're friends.
Yeah.
Right? We're walking the same walk together. And you have to remind yourself, even in communication, when it comes to this idea of the right topic, that you're not each other's enemy, that we're friends, and we're walking together. And so we need to be kind, we need to be patient, and stay on topic and stay on task with each other.
We're on the same team. What happens with any team, you know? And, you know, now watching a lot of football, like when it's all messed up and there's penalties happening and the players aren't going in the right place when they're supposed to, or, you know, football, there's all this stuff going on and it's not working. You don't turn against each other. You huddle up, you call a timeout, and you get on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Call another play.
Yeah.
That might work. Communication is important in marriage because it promotes intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Communication fosters an emotional connection. Communication builds trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it cultivates happiness.
For sure, yeah.
Like, what marriage does not want to be happy? And when there's healthy communication and it's being cultivated and it's being worked on together as a husband and wife, there is a sense of joy. There is a sense of happiness within the relationship. And also, when a couple gets together on the same page using the right tone, the right topic, and the right timing, it actually reduces conflicts because they're engaging more, right?
Right.
And they are better able to understand each other's feelings, understand each other's thoughts, understand each other's emotions because they are connected and they are learning, like you said, the art of communication.
Yes. And no better way to learn the art of communication but through communication dates. And we've pushed and we've encouraged people to go on. Those are, I'm telling you, those are key to some great conversations and can lead to great evenings.
Evenings, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there. I mean,
That's another form of communication
right there. Of course it is.
It's interesting. You talked about the idea of how communication is and serves as an example to our children.
Yes.
And I think that was really, really important. You want to kind of hone in on that one?
Right, right. So as a teacher, of course, I see a lot of adolescents every day, young people that walk through the halls of our school and walk into my classroom. I was sharing with you that you can tell the homes where there's good communication and where there's bad communication based off how students respond to you. Like I have a particular probably just not just one, but a few students who are very just defensive. Like they just always have to be right. I mean, every time, I mean, there's not even a reason to argue and they're arguing. Just having that really combative spirit, you know what goes on in their home. They're seeing it or they're involved in it. And it sometimes it's really sad. It's heartbreaking. And I'll have to come in and kind of just change the tone, restart the harsh start sometimes. And it affects our children. The way we communicate at home affects our children. And then on the flip side, you can see that as well with those students who are very patient. The words that they speak, there's just a lot of grace in their talking. It makes a difference. I mean, you can see it.
Yeah. So if you want to pass a really good baton to your children, teach them healthy communication tactics within your home. And it begins with how you and your spouse communicate. And because your children are watching.
Right.
And, you know, all of our children are growing up and moved out of the house. But we were very cognizant of what we said in front of our kids and what we did not say in front of our children because they pick up on those things.
Oh, yeah.
And so as a husband and wife, I would say this would be like a yellow light. Use caution and wisdom in what you say and how you communicate, especially in front of your children.
Yeah, and by no means were we perfect. We blew it many, many times. And our kids will be the first to tell you. But your children's minds are so impressionable and they remember. And so keep that in mind when you're communicating at home with your spouse. They will either want what you have in each other and they would want to take that into their marriage, or they're going to say, I do not want to be like that towards my husband or my wife. I mean, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, you're in control of that at home. So yeah, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is huge. And I think of some other pieces of communication that are really important. I think we alluded to some of them. One of them is like nonverbals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times we have to read body language and nonverbals are very important. Yeah. I know for us, something that we've always done is touch is very important. Mm-hmm. And so I know when we're communicating, we'll hold each other's hand and we'll touch each other or put a hand on each other's shoulder, you know, and we're just letting them know that, hey, I'm here. We're in this together. And this soft touch really, really goes a long way. And I also think of eye contact.
Right.
Yeah, eye contact is very important. And I got to share this story about how when our daughter Janissa was young, and I remember she was talking to me and I was working and doing something, and all of a sudden she got so frustrated and she grabbed my face and she turns my face to her. And in her little mind, the only thing she can say to me, like, give me your attention, is, give me your eyes. Give me your eyes. And she was trying to communicate to me, Dad, I'm talking to you. Give me your eyes.
Right.
And I think that eye contact as a husband and wife when you're communicating is very important. And not being on your phone, not being disengaged, looking at something else, but really giving each other your eyes and your focused attention is really important.
Yes. Yes, it is. Not being on your phone and your eyes here, or even when you're doing dishes. I mean, there's times when you could have conversation while you're cooking it up, doing dishes, folding laundry, whatever that might look like when you're trying to be productive in conversation. But please, like, do your part as a spouse to know when those things just need to be put down. Like those social cues of your spouse, and you start hearing the sniveling, or you start hearing the frustration in their voice or their tone begins to raise, you got to just pick up on those things and be like, okay, put it down, focus, give me your eyes. And that's important.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so very, very important.
Because the eyes are the window to the soul, they say.
That's what scripture says. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we've given you three approaches to communication: the right tone, the right timing, and the right topic.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that this episode has been extremely helpful as you navigate the road of communication. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you will take the time to practice some of these things as you and your spouse improve your communication.
Right. Practice is key, because we talked about the art and you have to practice your art. So here's what we want you to do. This is so important. We usually always ask them to do this, and we tend to get a couple questions here and there. But we really want your questions to drive our next episode. Mm. We understand that there's people out there on the other side that you just don't, maybe you're trying these things. Maybe there's situations where it's like, you know, I feel like we got that down. Like we're doing those three yeah. T's, you know, the tone and the time, the tone and the
topic.
There you go. But there's just these situations or scenarios. Mm-hmm. We want you to talk about them. We want you to just send them our way. You can do it privately to us. You can just comment however you think is the most effective way to communicate with us and give us those questions. We'd love to tackle some of your hard questions. Yeah. Again, not that we are experts, but we will take your questions and we will dive into them. And yeah. we might be able to answer some of them through our own experience. And we might also have to just study a little bit. But let us do that for you. We so want to come alongside of you and help you become better communicators as a husband and wife. So please, please leave yeah. questions for us this week. And we will dive into some of those next week.
Yeah. As we wrap up our time together, we would like to share a few things with our listeners today. Mm-hmm. As many of you know, we are on this quest to reach 500 Facebook followers. Yes. We're about 185
Whoa,
short.
You've
still.
Got that down.
So we are really, really close. We're over the 300 yeah. mark.
And we are halfway through the month, right? Yeah. We wanted to
get there by January 31st.
Yes. So yeah. halfway there.
So like, share, subscribe on our Facebook page. You can find us at The Favorite Marriage there. And so we appreciate if you can help us out there. The second thing we're going to ask is if you listen to our podcast through Spotify or Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. we ask you to give us a review, share and like our podcast because that helps us get the word out as well. And you're going to find all of our contact information in the show notes mm-hmm. as well as all the content that we talked about, the three T's. The right yes. timing, the right topic, and the right tone is going to be important. So take a look at the show notes. And until next time, we look forward to hanging out with you.
Yes. And as always, we pray that you would experience God's favor.
And your forever.
Thanks for listening to The Favorite Marriage, where you and your spouse can experience God's favor on your forever. If you enjoy this resource, please leave us a review and share it with your friends. We'll see you next time on The Favorite Marriage Podcast.